The idea of the chag, I mean, every chag is really a limud, and the chag is supposed to leave a person with certain ideas, certain concepts. And the chag asukos, the philosophical ideas, the culmination of the chag, one of the major aspects of the chag, if not the major aspect of the chag, is really the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So I would like to...
Okay, you here?
Yeah, are you there?
Yep, you all here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to eventually, to eventually bring out what the central idea of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is, and how the Torah fitted in to the whole system of the mitzvahs of the chag, and what exactly it means, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay, essentially, what is the meaning of Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So I'd like to organize, some of the ideas that from the Gemaras, and to show that the what exactly the structure and the nature of it is. Nothing in our system is simple. For instance, you have the shir shel yom, right, or the shir that the levim would say in the midrash. So everybody thinks of a shir like a hymn. But really, the shir is not really the idea of hymns to God is not really a correct translation of what the shir is. I'll give you an example. For instance, the Gemara in Sukkot and Hayamid Aleph says, what was the shir they said on the second day of Chol HaMoed? So the second day on Chol HaMoed, so they said, V'larosha Omar Lakim. Okay, which is Tilim Nun. So Rashi explains that that this whole Mizmar is really Divrei Krushin, and that sofim la'azara la'mitzvah sachag u'smechim simcha sachag u'mochicho malachol la'sapar chukai. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim v'la'rosh ha'malakim malachol la'sapar chukai. So God says to the Russia, what business do you have saying, being involved in my chukim, meaning learning Torah? The Russia learning Torah is a tar to the sasri. It's a contradiction. Intrinsic contradiction. So the mizmor really is a mizmor of divrei tochacha and divrei musa. And essentially, what the mizmor says, the way Rashi spells it out, so the mizmor, he says, klama lama lacha lava labayis zeh im sha'or ami im ein chachoze b'tshuva. So Rashi says, so this was something. That was, this mizmor was said because the people were gathered together and they're smechem b'simchas achag, enjoying the simchas achag, and they mochiach, they reprove the people with this mizmor, because the mizmor says to the Russia, why are you Russia? Why are you learning Torah? So Ba'oso mizmor k'siv zvach le'lokim toda v'shalim le'elyon nidorecha al shechag asuko zman bal ta'achahu l'shor shodom k'sidron v'sof ha'mizmor zaveach tori chabed nani v'som derach arenu b'yesh le'lokim. So really, what is the idea of the mizmor? So the idea of the mizmor is what business do you have to learn Torah? So basically, it describes the Russia and the Russia's involvement in Lashon Hara and in destroying others, and basically expressing his instincts through the verbal, the way man does, a man is is capable of doing, and therefore God says this Russia has no business to be learning Torah. So it's a tata de sasri. So therefore Rashi says that the people can't come to the chag because of the simchas chag. So the Levim say this shir, and this shir says to them that what God is saying to them, so to speak, what are you coming to my bias? It's a country. What are you coming to my bias and being sameach when you're really not chozer b'tshuva? When you're not chozer b'tshuva, and the end of the mizmor is binu nozos shochach elaka pen etrof ein matzils ve'achtori chabed noni. Yichab donani, I'm sorry. V'som derach arenu b'gei shalakim. V'som derach, so Rashi says, Hoshev alai. Anim olamed. V'som derach, anim olam v'som derach lachotim, Moshev alai. Ani arenu b'gei shalakim. So really, what is the Mizma saying? The Mizma saying is the first thing is that the person has to do, the Rashi has to do, in order to be chozer b'tshuva, is to recognize that he's in contradiction, and that he has no business really being in Beis Hashem. That's the beginning of tshuva. Once he recognizes that, then he can be chazer b'tshuva. But as long as the Russia, it means to say that the worst Russia is a Russia Talmud Chacham. Because a Russia Talmud Chacham is, it will never be chazer b'tshuva. Because since he learns Torah, so he's mesaper chukei Hashem, so it's virtually impossible for him to be a chazer b'tshuva because he feels he's a great Talmud Chacham. So that's why God says, the first step in tshuva, it's not that God gives up from the Russia, but it means to say that God shows the Russia the first step that he has to do is to stop learning. To realize that his Talmud Torah is a total contradiction, is a total contradiction to his very essence. And then God says, if he's chozer b'tshuva, so then I'll show him the derech to work his way back to HaKadosh Baruch. So it comes out that that mizmor is the mizmor they say in the second day of Chol HaMoed to the people that come to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Rashi explains. He says, the first thing that you have to realize is you have no place over here. Which means to say that a person that comes to the Simchas HaMikdash, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so he thinks he's sameach in the Mikdash, so he feels like he's a great tzaddik, he's involved in the simcha, but he's forgetting that basically with his, since he's not a chozer b'tshuva, his whole simcha is really a contradiction. And the best thing for him would be not to be there. That's the shir shel yom of the second day Chol HaMoed. Yeah, and as long as he doesn't realize the contradiction, there's no hope for him. There's basically no hope. Because he's going to continue on his path, and his path is such that he does mitzvahs, and he so to speak, he revels in his mitzvahs, and that prevents him from the realization of what he actually is. So the mitzvahs there serve as a barrier. The very mitzvah, which is supposed to bring a person close to God, can in this case is the worst thing for the individual, and puts him in a state where he can't even begin to be chazer b'tshuva. That's basically what the mizmor is. So I ask you, does that sound like a hymn? And people say, the shir, in the Migdash, you say, hymns to God. That idea is the idea that Goyim have. But Nihadus is not so simple. Of course, the shir is a shevach l'kodesh baruch hu. But the emphasis of the shir is really not so much the shevach l'kodesh baruch hu, but the realization of the purpose of Shvacha Shel Makom is really for man's perfection. And it's an interesting thing, but basically, that's in the very same parak. Because in the very same parak, in Nun, so God says, Lo al zavachecha ochichecha. Lo ekach mi beischa par, mi michlo secha atudin. Why? God says, I don't need these kabbanas. Ki liko chaisa yor, behemos bahari olaf. Yadati kalofarim v'ziz sadayimadi im erev lo amaloch ki li seva lo maloa ha'ochal basar abirim v'damatu demeshna. So zvach lelokim todo v'shalim le'elyon nedorecha. So what is the pasuk saying? The pasuk saying that the whole emphasis, the whole purpose of the Kabbanis, and this is Yesoda Das, is for you. It's only for you. God doesn't need the Kabbanis. He's not hungry. He doesn't need the Besara Tudim. And therefore, the mistaken notion that you are doing something for God is the worst, the most corrupt idea. And this, on the contrary, leads a person to remain in his folly and his corruption. But the true idea is a person recognizes, on the contrary, that all the kabbonis and all the mitzvahs is really chesed Hashem for bnei Odom, so that they could really reach a state of perfection. So that's really the mizmah. So therefore, basically what the whole idea of the mizmah is, the idea of the mizmah is that the sheer lamakom, a hymn to God, is really in Yahadus, the emphasis is reversed, so to speak. Don't worry so much about the hymn to God. I mean, God doesn't need the hymn. And the hymn is meaningless, like the Ramban says, because anything we say is nonsense in God's eyes. But the Shvacha Shel Makom is really just a means of perfection of man. As long as man is not perfected, it's simply worthless. So the whole idea of Shir in the Migdash is a different concept of Shir. It's a different idea of Shir than most people think. Just hymns and praise to God. It's the emphasis, of course, it's Shevach Lamakom. But the Shevach Lamakom is based on the fact that the one that's giving the Shevach, the emphasis on the one that's giving the Shevach, that person should be in a perfected state. And if there's no perfection in that individual, so the whole share is worthless. God doesn't need to share. Yeah.
Same concept applies to
Tefillah. Yeah, same concept applies to Tefillah. Yeah, that's correct. So I just want to show you. I mean, so you see that in our system, nothing is simple. I mean, even the idea of a shear is totally different. I mean, if you go through the shear shel yom in the Gemara, the Gemara Daf Nun Hamed Aleph in Sukkah, you'll find that every shear is a totally different idea than you'd imagine a shear. I mean, one's Divrei Tanchumin, one is of course it's all tied in Shvach Hashem Makom, but mostly Divrei Musar. Divrei Musar is really what the shear is. That's the shear. The shear to God is when man perfects himself and he's in a proper position to be a Mishabeach on a human level. Okay. So that's basically the first thing I wanted to mention. But getting back to the concept of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, what is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So Simchas Beis HaShoeva is very interesting. I mean, the Rambam mentions the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the end of Hilchos Lulav. Yeah, by the way, I mean, this idea that we're mentioning now is found in throughout the Yad HaChazaka. Throughout the Yad HaChazaka. Because the Rambam throughout the Yad HaChazaka, whenever he comes to the end of the halachos, so the Rambam always gives a little, like a kind of a philosophy. I mean, it's like a philosophy of the mitzvah, but not so much philosophy. But he shows you how the mitzvah leads to a person to perfection, how the mitzvah is tied to perfection. So all the mitzvahs, really, purpose of all the mitzvahs is an amazing thing, because the mitzvahs are structured with the greatest depth of thought and scientific precision, but yet the purpose of the mitzvah is really to perfect the human being, and that's why the Rambam in the end of every in the end of every mitzvah he always comes back to show the connection between the mitzvah and human perfection. Very interesting. Even in areas that you think are far removed, wherever he has the opportunity, he always shows that connection, because what he's showing is basically that the whole purpose of all the mitzvahs is really to bring an individual to perfection. That's the key of Kol Torah Kula. So the interesting thing about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, sometimes the mitzvahs are closely tied to perfection. Sometimes, in order to understand the perfection as derived from the mitzvah, you have to travel a long course. But sometimes they're very closely related. In Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they're very closely related. It's an interesting thing. But that's what I'd like to show, that the simcha, the structure of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the mitzvah itself, is very closely related, and it's apparent. It's apparent, the perfection that man derives from the mitzvah and the structure of the mitzvah are really almost one. But anyways, let me just start off with the Rama. The Rama is very interesting. Rama says, in the end of Hilchos Lulav, so the Rama says that, he says, Afal pisha kol ha-modos mitzvah l'smolach b'ayin, even though all the Yom Tov mitzvah to be happy, b'chag ha-sukos ho-yisa b'migdash yom simcha yisera. There was an exceptional day of exceptional simcha. Shenemar, smachtum f'nei shalom kechem shivas yom. All right, then he says, V'keitzer e'osin, he gives a description, Erev yom tov rishonim esaknim migdash makam l'nashim el mailo l'nashim el mato. K'leish k'deish leis arvo elu melu. Masun l'smach mimotsoi yom tov rishon, v'chein b'chol yom v'yom yimei chol shamoi, maschilin me'acha shekri v'tomach ben abayim, l'smach l'shor hayom im kol alayla. Okay, so it was a tremendous simcha. V'heyachoysa simcha zu, so then he gives a description, the way they had the musical instruments, the umishdei v'pev, v'rogdin, u'mesafkin, u'vatafkin, u'fazin, and v'omid v'rashiris u'sishbachas. Okay, then mitzvah laharbos b'simcha zu, only observers. Okay, so the simcha essentially was done by the people who had the knowledge. Only the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva, Sanhedrin, Chassidim, Zekenim, Vanshe Maisa. Okay, so the only people they were the ones that were the performers in the Simcha, and the Shor HaOm, they were just the observers. A little different than you'd imagine, but that's the way it was. I will soon we'll come back to that point though. Yes. So. Yeah, so the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it's an interesting thing. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when you really see the structure of the Chag, I mean, you could see that when a person walked away from the Migdash after Chag HaSukkos, I mean, it was a whole different, whole philosophy, they took with them a whole Derech HaChayim, a whole philosophy of Yahadus. Very interesting, very interesting. But interesting in the Rambam is, of course, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's a funny thing. the Rambam sounds like this is simply a Lacham Adaraisa. Afpish kolamot is mitzvah smach ben, b'chag asuk saizim b'kdej yom simcha yisera, shnem asmach mufne Hashem alakechem shivas yomen. Right, what happened to Simchas Beis HaShoeva? It doesn't mention a word about it. It's an interesting thing. Doesn't mention the main pasuk. What is the main pasuk of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Pasuk from Sheyo, Shafta Mayim B'Sosim. Doesn't mention it. Interesting thing. If you just read this Ram, you wouldn't even call it the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I call it the Simcha Yisera. Okay. Let's work our way back to the Gemara, because I think there's a pivotal machlokes over here. A little bit it has to do technically with halacha, but you have to bear with me on this. There's a machlokes tanoim. It's in Sukkah daf and then Gimel on the Beis is the Mishnah, and then Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. And there's an interesting machlokes tanoim here. And I think this machlokes tanoim. Okay. Yeah. This machlokes tanoim. I believe is really the crux of the whole tocho shel chag in terms of what the simchas beis hashoeva is, and the idea that the chag conveys. I mean, the idea that the person that went up to the regel came home with, the main idea. Okay, yeah. So Machlokes is like this. Machlokes actually is based on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that there were many tkiyas in the Mikdash. Many tkiyas in the Mikdash. The Mishnah gives you how many. The least amount in the day was 21. And the least amount in the day was 21, and almost always the most was 48. In general, okay. So now the Mishnah goes through some of the tkiyas. So the Mishnah says like this, that when they had, by the way, interesting thing is, and the Rambam mentions that in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam mentions that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva has no mocha, no source in the Torah itself. The Rambam makes sure to mention that. He says like this. He says, the Nisach HaMayim is they pour the water on the Mizbeach. Okay? And well, the Rambam is in Pirush Mishnayos. So he says like this. He says that, Have you so this question, how much mayim, nisach hamayim, pouring the water on the mizbeach, the chag, is halacha l'moshe misina. Not found the Torah. He says, v'yesh lo remozim nistarim b'torah. He says, there are hidden remozim, hidden allusions to this practice in the Torah. V'osan she'ena maminim b'torah shebal peh, those who do not believe in Torah shebal peh, ena maminim b'nisach hamayim. They don't believe in Nisach HaMayim. Okay? Ulefichach, kishenisach zeh HaMayim ha-raglav, ragmu kol ha-ombas ragei, ulefichach yitzduki, shein ha-mayim b'nisach HaMayim. Gemara says, one time, Kayan that poured the water on his feet because he didn't want to do it because he was a tzduki, so they stoned him with their esrogan. So at any rate, so yeah, because he wasn't a minor. So it's an interesting thing, but I think there's an importance to the fact that the Rambam mentioned this. By the way, there are two things in the Chag that are both halacha l'moshe misinai, and they're related. One was netilas arava, okay, taking the arava and going around the mizbeach. That was also not mentioned in the Torah. It's also the Rambam says halacha l'moshe misinai. Those two things, and of course the tzdukim denied it. It's not in Torah Shabbosav. They weren't happy with it, and therefore they were against the Chachmei. So they always tried to wherever they could to interfere with the practice. Okay, yeah. But I think the significance that Chazal are mentioning to us, the fact, aside from the story, but there is some intrinsic significance to that very idea itself. Why it is that way? That it's only Allah al-Moshe Misinai, and it's not mentioned anywhere in the openly in the Torah. All right, we'll come back to that also. But the main point, the main machlokes. Alright, so the machlokes that I want to go into revolves around the tkiyas. Now there were 12 tkiyas on the chag that had to do with Nisach HaMayim and Mizbeach. Now there was no argument about 9 of them. They go in groups of 3. 9 of them were definitely with regard to Nisach HaMayim. 3 of them is Machlokes Tanaim. Machlokes the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Alright? And I'll show you how they went. It's not so difficult. It's like this. That Shalosh, the Mishnah says, L'psichas she'arim. That's every day. Every day, psich she'arim, you had tkiyas. Let me just tell you, basically. In the Mikdash, there were 3 types of tkiyas. Okay. One type of tkiyas was tkiyas to sound an alarm, okay, a call. That's like, really, it's based on the pasuk in Baalah. So the Torah says so God told Moshe Rabbeinu to make two chatzotros and to use these chatzotros for two purposes. One purpose was when the machanos had to move, okay. But another purpose, that we'll leave that for I'm not gonna discuss that. That was a special kind of a tkiyah, tkiyas chatzotros. But the other kind was a practical tkiyah. The first one, the Masa HaMachanos, wasn't just simply a practical one. That was a tkiya that involved certain ideas, like tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because it was Alpir Hashem Yisuv, Alpir Hashem Yachano. So those tkiyas involved ideas, concepts. But the tkiya v'hoya l'chol l'mikra eido, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to call the Sekinim together to discuss something with them, something came up, or discuss an idea, whatever the purpose was, so then he also used the Chatzaisras. But that was a practical use of the Chatzaisras. The difference between the two, the way we explained it, is that when it's a practical tkiah, it's just a maisa tkiah, it's an active tkiah. But when it's a tkiah that has ideas, to convey ideas, then there's a kiyum shmia. There's not just a halacha of mikra, but there's a kiyum shmiyah, like tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. That's what Aram changed the bracha. You can't make the bracha al tkiyas shofar. It's lishmo akol shofar, because there's a kiyum of shmiyah, because the shofar is uttering ideas, conveying ideas. But where it's just a practical thing, so then it's just a maisa tkiyah, but there's no kiyum shmiyah. So v'hoya l'chol l'mikra eidah l'masa samachanos are two different tkiyas. L'mikra eidah is the act of tkiyah, calling. But l'masa machanos is a kiyum shmiyah, because it's conveying ideas. But in the Mikdash, basically, you had three types of tkiyas. One type of tkiyas were practical tkiyas. So that was every day that they made the tkiyas for psichas sharam. So Rashi explains that so the kahanim should know, to the Kahanim and Levim should know to get ready to go and do the Shir and the Birchas Kahanim and the Avodah. So that was a practical tkiyah. But then there were two other types of tkiyas. One type of tkiyah was the tkiyas on the Karbonos, from the pasuk that says Yom Simchaschem Moadechem Rosh Hashechem Skatam Bachatzotzos Alo Lasechem Valzivchei Shalmechem Voilechem Lazikon Lefnei Lekechem Nir Hashem Lekechem. So those are tkiyas of Zikaron. Those are just like the tkiyas in Rosh Hashanah. Over there, there's the tkiyas shmiyah. As a matter of fact, that both the sounds are identical. The only difference between the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah and those tkiyas is what instrument you use. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a shofar, and in the Mikdash, it's chatzaitras. But in the structure of the sounds, they're exactly the same. The Gemara learns out one from the other. Tkiyah, true, a tkiyah, is it one, is it two, the whole machlek is tanayim. The nature of the sound is exactly the same, and structurally, the only difference is what instrument you use. By the Karbonos, you use chatzotros, and in Rosh Hashanah, you use what? Shofar. But basically, the ideas that are conveyed are the same because of the nature and structure of the sound. Yeah. Now there's a third type. So one type is practical, one type is like the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah, the tkiyas on the Karbonos, by the Chatzaisras. But now there's a third type also. And the third type is tkiyas shel simcha. Tkiyas shel simcha. Who says that? Tosfos says that. Because the Mishnah says that when they went around the Mizbeach, okay, when they went around the Mizbeach, it says like this. Okay, mitzvah sarava ketzad. Okay, so the Mishnah goes through. They took the aravos zokvin b'tzidei mizbeach. So there were two mitzvahs. One was kifa b'tzidei mizbeach, and then it says v'roshei and kefufin al gabei mizbeach and taku v'ariu v'taku. Okay, so Tosfos says taku v'ariyu taku mishum simcha. So that's the third type of tkiyah, the tkiyah shel simcha. Okay. Now, Then our Mishnah says they did tekiyas by the Arava. Remember, there are two things again. The two things Allah Almash Mishnah. One is Arava, and the other is Nishchamayim. So the two are related in a way. All right, these two things. You see that the system excluded them from Torah Shebechsav. Okay. With regard to Nisa Hamayim, it's interesting because there the Rambam says Yesh lo remazim nistarim b'Torah. The Rambam says by a Rav it doesn't say that. Okay, because you have a Lach Lamash Mishina that is completely separate. Okay, but over here the Rambam says Nisa Hamayim Yesh lo remazim nistarim b'Torah. Okay, but anyways, the tkiyah, so you had, according to our Mishnah, you had tkiyah, true tkiyah, that's three of them, with regard to skifas arava, with regard to the mitzvah. They took the arava and there was zokef the arava on the mizbeach. And it's an interesting thing. But what did they do? So it says, b'chol yom akifin mizbeach pam achas, every day they went around the mizbeach one time, v'omrim ona Hashem ashiyano, ona Hashem atzlich, atzlichono, and v'hu ashiyano, Rabbi Yehuda says, and Bishas Petiros and Mayanomer, when they left the Mizbeach, what did they say? Strange remark. Strange mission. Yofi Lachom Mizbeach. Yofi Lachom Mizbeach. Okay. So they praised the Mizbeach. Yofi Lachom Mizbeach. It's a strange thing. But anyways, that's what the Mishnah says. That's what they did. And now, when you come back to the Mishnah and Sukkah on Ein Poksim Me Esrim V'Achas Tkiyas B'Migdash, okay, so you had like this. So according to our Mishnah, the way they did the Tkiyas in the Nisach HaMayim was as follows: that when they went out of the, when they opened up the gates to go down to get the Mayim, okay, so the first set of gates that they opened, the Shar Elyon, they blew Tkiyah through Tkiyah. Then they went down to Shar HaTachton, the lower gate, which was leaving the Migdash. They blew again three, okay. Then three more again when they came back into the Migdash. They went and they got the water, and they came back into the Migdash, and they blew three when they came into the Shar HaMayim, back into the Migdash, okay. That's the way our Mishnah had it. So the 12 that we're discussing, according to our Mishnah, were as follows. You had three for the Zekifas Arava. Okay, these are the 12 additional tkiyas. Tkiyah, true tkiyah. And the tkiyas, what kind of tkiyas? Tkiyas shel simcha. Okay, tkiyas shel simcha. Now the tkiyas shel simcha were like this. And now, according to our Mishnah, there were three with regard to zekifas arava on the mizbeach. Then with regard to milui hamayim, the shi'ivas hamayim, so you had like this. When they opened up the first set of gates, three. Well, they went down the steps into the Azara. They opened up the second set of gates, leaving the Migdash. Three again. Then they went down the Mali the Mayim. When they came back into the Shar HaMayim, they blew three again. All right? That's the way our Mishnah holds. Our Mishnah happened to Paskin like a Das Yechidah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. One person. But the Chachamim disagreed with this setup, because the Chachamim maintained that it was not appropriate to blow the tkiyas for the mizbeach. Okay? They objected. And they said all 12 had to do with mili amayim. How do you fit in 12 with mili amayim? So they said as follows. The upper gates, when they opened up the upper gates in the Migdash, 3. Then they had to walk down the 15 steps, so again they blew. Then the lower gates again, okay? And then, of course, when they went out and came back with the mayim through the Shar HaMayim, they blew again. So there you have 12. So you have Machloekes Tanayim. The Chachamim really hold that they blew 12, all 12, four sets of three were with regard to the Yeshiva Samayim. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and on Mishnah, if you don't ask Pasuk like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he held that no, that there's only 9 over there, and 3 are really for the Zekifas Arava. Okay. So just to go a little bit into the machlokes, that why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov object to the idea of all 12 being by the mili hamayim? So, Rabbi Lozman Yaakov said very simply, he says, because going down steps doesn't require tkiyas. What is going down? Opening up gates, that is already, psichas shorim is an institution. You open up the gates, so you blow tkiyas. But going down steps, what does it make? You're walking on a flat surface or going down steps? So he says, therefore, it's not appropriate to have any tkiyas for going down the steps. You're in the same place, basically. And so the question is, so it's a good argument. So it's a good argument. So therefore, he says, so you can only really have 9 tkiyas when it comes to Mili Amayim. But there are 3 left over, because we knew there were 12. So he says, those 3 must have been for Zkifas Arava, Al Gabei HaMizbeach. That's also Tkiyah Shel Simcha, and we'll get into the idea of Skifas Arava, what the idea is. But the Skifas Arava, Gabei Mizbeach, he says, also should have Tkiyahs. What's wrong with that? Why should that institution be deficient? All the Tkiyahs from Mili Amayim and nothing for Skifas Arava. Not fair. You have to have something for Arava also. They're both Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So 3 should be for Arava, and 9, okay, and then we'll give 9 for Mili Amayim, because you have the Psicha Sharm. Okay. So it seems like a good argument. So why did the Chacham object to that? So Rashi explains. Rashi says, why do they object? He says like this. He says, because they said, Kolt kilo, it's kolt kiyas halolu shel shara elyon va'tachton v'shar hamayim mishum milui amayim ho. That all the tkiyas that you have so far, the 9, are basically because of v'shaft amayim b'sasam v'simchas beis ha'shoeva. Hilkach la'arava lomali tkiya. Why should I be takeh for arava? Ha'kol hani tkiyas the mosfin b'chag. All these tkiyas that we add on the chag einon elo mishum v'shaft amayim b'sasam. That's the purpose of these tkiyas. Hilka chol gmiri cheshmen atkiyas b'chag shnei masar l'may lo asiris odif l'mi ave demucha milsa shein mishum mili amayim shetakeya l'kulon al dvara milui kiseida. Okay, so he says, so Rashi says the argument was, it sounds on the surface like a weak argument. It's because all these tkiyas are shafta mayim b'sasim. What's wrong? Wouldn't it have to all be for Shaftamayim B'sasim? Well, why does it have to all be for Shaftamayim B'sasim? Okay. So that's something that requires some understanding. Why do they object and they say you can't have any tkiyas for the Zekifas Arava, which is an equally obligatory institution? It's based on Halacha Moshe Sinai, and why is it that over here it's only because of Mili Amayim? All right, so obviously in order to understand the Machlekes, you have to understand what these 2 institutions are. So what is the let's just take what the idea of Zekifas Arava Al Gabei Mizbeach, what the idea is, and I say again that over here you're dealing with Halacha that is very closely related to philosophy. All right. Now, the as we mentioned before, that what did they do? So there was Zokef their Rav Al Gabei Mizbeach, and they walked around the Mizbeach, and then when they left the Mizbeach, they said Yofi Lachom Mizbeach, Yofi Lachom Mizbeach. Okay. Yeah. Now, what is the Yofi? What is the Yofi Lachom Mizbeach? What is this excitement about the Mizbeach? So it's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva talks about the Mizbeach. Rambam's Perek Aleph in Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam says, the Rambam throughout says, he says that Sor Mishtaleach Lefishu Kapara Kol Yisrael Koyin Gadol Misvadolov Aloshim Kol Yisrael. Misvadolov is called one from Yisrael. Alright, so he says like this. Sor Mishtaleach Mechaper al kol averos shebetorah, kalos vachamuros. Mechaper on everything. He says, "Bein shavah bezodin, bein shavah b'shgoga, bein shehodlo, bein shelohodlo. Hakol meskaper besoyer meshtaleach." The Ram says, "V'hu shas a tshuva." That's only to the tshuva. Okay, makes sense, all right? He says, "Aval im lo as a tshuva." But if the person did not do tshuva, the Ram says, Ain't a sor machaper lo elalakalos. So, all right, looking a little better. So he says, if the person didn't do tshuva, so the sor will only help him for the kalos, right? Umahein hakalos amayin hachamuros, right? So he says, the chamuros ain't shechayev maleim misas beznakaros. Ushvus shavasheka af bishem makaros is also chamuros. Ushar mitzvahs lo sasa mitzvah se shein ben kores heim hakalos. He says those the other lo sasa, the person ate chaza, for instance, so it's kalos. So the sor is mechaper even without tshuva, is mechaper for the kalos. All right, so immediately it sounds a little strange, but all right. But no one's gonna fight that. I mean, you get a kapara, so you take it. Yeah. So then the Ram goes on in Halacha Gimel. He says, "Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayam ve'ein lanu mizbach kapara." He says, "Ein shom ela tshuva." Nowadays you don't have a mizbeach, so there's only tshuva. That's all there is. He says, "Tshuva mechaper so kol averus, tshuva mechaper on everything." All right. Afilu Rasha kol yom avos tshuva b'achrona imaskirim lo shum dovim rishu shenema rishu rosh leikasha ba b'yom shuva marisho. That's it. So today there's no more. So there's no more mizbach kapara. Okay, ein beis hamikdash kayom the ein lanu mizbach kapara ein shom ela tshuva. Okay, so the Rambam, so he says, and then he says va'atzmo shel yom kippur mechaper l'shovim shenema ki yom hazeh chaper alecha. Afo pisha tshuva mechaper asal hakol. He says, okay, so then he goes into yesh v'eshem eskap moshaitan. That's a different thing. When the actual kapara takes place, but. Basically, the difficulty in the Rambam is, first of all, the Rambam says, "Bizman hazeh she'ein lanu mizbach kapara." So what is mizbach kapara? Mizbach kapara is not sora mishtaleach. I mean, it's true, that's the base, bizman lanu base hamikdash. I mean, see, I have no sora mishtaleach. But the mizbach kapara is not the sora mishtaleach, because the sora mishtaleach, they were a makriv on the mizbeach. Okay, as you know, I mean, sora mishtaleach was on the tzuk. On the side of the mountain. So when the Ram says Mizbach Kapar, the Ram is talking about a regular carbon, like he said before. That when a person does tshuva, so what does he have to do? He says the chayim balechatos vashomos beis shemavian carbon asein al shigagosan or al zdonon ein miskapel ember carbono machigasu tshuva. Okay. So therefore, the only time the kapar is going to work with a carbon is with tshuva. So it turns out that with the mizbeach, it turns out with the mizbeach, you also need a tshuva. So what is Ram saying? Bizman hazeh she'ein lanu mizbach kapara, you only have tshuva. And what's so bad about that? So what? So basically, when a person had to bring a carbon, he had to do tshuva anyways. Okay, otherwise he has no kapar. So what is the advantage of the mizbeach? And the tshuva is mechaper l'kol anyways. Correct? So what is the, says the tshuva is mechaper l'kol, so the question is, if tshuva is mechaper l'kol, so what's the problem? I mean, so what's the problem? So it's wonderful. So who needs a mizbach kapara? Maybe better off without it. The contrary. You do tshuva and tshuva is mechaper l'kol. Yes. So we're going to say it like this. The truth of the matter is, that with regard to tshuva and kapara, there are two things. It means like this. That you see, like for instance, the pasuk says, the Ram says that he says ketzad. He says ovar avera vasa tshuva inazaz mishom achemochun lo beilu nema shuvu bonim shovim erpa meshuva sechem. So really, there's two things involved in kapara. One thing that's involved in kapara is the state of the soul, insofar as its relationship to God. Okay. Now that of course tshuva changes, because God doesn't bear a grudge. So therefore, if the person is a shov, so it's logical. It's logical that now that he's a shov from his avera, that he's now in this, his soul is removed from the state of evil that it was attached to before, And therefore, before God, his soul is in a perfected state vis-a-vis that of error. That's a logical thing. But then there's something else. When a person is a chote, a person deviates from the norm, so there's a price he has to pay for the deviation. There's a certain responsibility. A person makes a mistake. So a person makes a mistake in life. He marries the wrong woman. You say he could be a shove later, so you say that he sees he made a mistake. All right, so vis-a-vis that area, he's perfected. But meantime, he's married. I mean, there are things to the wrong person. So there are things that tshuva basically, you understand, tshuva basically can undo the evil state, the distorted state of the soul. But a person in this life is living in a realm of reality where if you make an error, you commit an error, you make a mistake. So it's true that insofar as the perfection of the soul is concerned, you can learn and gain ideas. But insofar as the effects are concerned, you're stuck with the effects. You're stuck with the effects. So basically what the Rambam is saying is that was really the institution of Mizbeach. Mizbeach was a different kind of kapar. Different kind of kapar. It means to say in Mizbeach that the Torah by creating the institution of kapara for man, what it did was, ordinarily, if Klal Yisrael, and so far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, so if Klal Yisrael deviates, strays from the path of Torah, so what happens is, so now there are certain results, they've made committed certain errors, and now they have to suffer certain consequences. So, because they're not Am Hashem anymore. So, insofar as the Chozer B'Tshuva, yes, it's true. So the state of the soul is perfected. But what about the concept of Am Hashem? How do you restore that? So the Torah created a whole institution of Kabbonis and Mizbeach and incorporated it into the system. So that when God created that institution, it means that Klal Yisrael, in spite of their Chatayim, are still the Am Hashem because of the way God structured the whole system with Mizbeach. That was the institution of Mizbeach. Mizbeach brought a different kind, a different level, a different kind of a kapara. It means to say that the Am Hashem, even though they may have deviated and they should have lost their status and suffer the consequences of the loss, but by having Mizbeach there, the institution of Mizbeach and the halachic, the fact that God gave Mizbeach the proper halachic recognition and significance means that in spite of the fact that they were chotim, they still are Am Hashem, and therefore the bringing of the Kabbonis, the Mizbeach, restores the relationship between the Am Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's what it means when the pasuk says "Erpa Meshuvo Sechem." What does it mean "Erpa Meshuvo Sechem"? If it says "Shuva Banim Shavim," what does it have to have "Erpa Meshuvo Sechem"? Shuva Banim Shavim, fine. Why does God have to be Merape? So it means that because of the institution of Mizbeach and Kapara, so God undoes the Meshuvo Sechem, means that you went off the path. So He restores the path, and therefore it's as if. Vis-a-vis the consequences, as if you're not a chote. That's really what kapara is. See, tshuva, mechila, and kapara are two different things. Mechila really is insofar as the soul is concerned, the soul's status insofar as its relationship to God. That's what mechila really is. Slicha is like the Rav said, slicha is like a pardon. The Rav said, slicha is like with a warden, if somebody has a death penalty and the governor gives a pardon, so that's slicha. It doesn't mean he's not nemcha, he's still a murderer, but he is slicha, pardon. Mechila savon is where the soul is restored to its original relationship with God, insofar as that chait that he did tshuva on is concerned, but it's only as far as the soul is concerned. Kapara is the change in the evil consequences that the chait results in. You see, that's a different kind of a thing. That's erpa meshuvasecha. That only God can do. Can't do that. We can't do that. You can do tshuva, and you can have mechila, but kapara is a different kind of a thing. And that's why, that explains also why the Sora Mishtalech. How could the Sora Mishtalech be machaper for Klal Yisrael, even though they didn't do tshuva on Kalas? Kalas are pretty serious. President Chazar, how could it be, how could it work? The answer is, for the Klal, because of the fact that what actually would cause the evil consequences is the fact that the Am loses its status as the Am Hashem. Because if it's the Am Hashem, so then it has a certain status, and a certain, it's under a certain Hashgacha. The moment it loses the status, it loses that Hashgacha. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the institution of Migdash and Kayim Gadol and Vidui and Sarei Mishtaleach, and because we have that institution and it's part of the system of Yahadus, so therefore, even though Jews are over the Losasei, but if it's only Kalos, it's not the Chamuros, so the Sora Mishtaleach removes the evil consequences. Does it restore the individual soul? Mechila, no. Can't. It's impossible. Because as long as the person is a Tov of a Shav, as long as the person is not a Shav, so of course his soul remains in an imperfected state. But will the Am suffer the consequences because of that? No, as long as you have the Sora Mishtaleach, won't. But once you don't have the Sora Mishtaleach, will. And that's why Bizman Hazeh, that's what the Ram means. The Ram says that Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Hayah Kayam, it was a different kind of Hashgacha. Because the institutions of the Torah were working completely, fully. And therefore the status of Avam Hashem was always maintained because of these institutions. And therefore was a different Hashgacha. And therefore was a different kind of Kapara. But that's what the Rambam means when he says, "Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayam ve'ein lanu mizbach kapara ein shem al tshuva." Now we're at a significant loss because of the fact that you don't have the mizbeach anymore, you don't have the mikdash anymore. So the Am Hashem isn't capable. You see, of being placed in a certain position vis-a-vis the Ashgacha anymore, because there's no more Migdash and there's no more Mizbeach. And Mizbeach and Migdash served as Kapara, not just Mechila, but Kapara was a different level of Kapara. So when a person brought a carbon into the Migdash, it was Tshuva and Kapara, but the Kapara was on a different level. But Bizman said, we don't have the level anymore. So therefore, it's true, you can undo the evil of the soul, you can rectify the evil state of the soul through tshuva, but the kapara, the consequences, changing the ashgacha, that we can't do. That we're at a loss. Tshuva, of course, also brings about kapara. But the kapara of tshuva is not the same thing as the kapara of Mizbeach HaMikdash. It's a different kind of event. So therefore, while you can restore your state vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the kapara, undoing the evil consequences, that we don't have the ability anymore, since we lost the Mikdash and we lost the Mizbach kapara. That's what the Rambam is basically saying. So now you understand, now you see how, sure, of course. So even though, see, that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, that's why that's interesting. The Rambam says, Va'atzmo shel yom ha-kippur mechaper l'shavim. So he says, Ein sham ela tshuva. I'm a tshuva mechaperes ha-kol averes. That's an halacha gimel. Okay? And then he says, Va'atzmo shel yom ha-kippur mechaper l'shavim. So it's repetitious. If you have tshuva, what do you have to have atzmo shel yom ha-kippur? If he's a shav, so he's a shav. You understand? I mean, there are many tzuts we can say that, but I think there's a pasha to teretz. A simple teretz is, Atzmo shel yom ha-kippur mechaper, and tshuva's mechaper, because kapara is dealing not simply with the restoring of the state of the soul, but it's dealing with removing the consequences. So there, tshuva's a machaper, but atzmo shel yom kippurim is machaper too. As long as Klal Yisrael keeps yom kippurim, it means the yom kippurim keeps them in a certain status. In a certain status, hashochin itam besochtem osam, ki yom zeh yachaper alechem, lataraschem, mikol chataisechem, lefnei Hashem tataru. So as long as you have that, so then the status of Klal Yisrael as the Am Hashem is not lost. Not as great as when you had the Sar Mishalech and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbach Kapara. Can't help that. We don't have that anymore. But we're still hanging on Tshuva and Yom Kippurim. That's what we're really depending on. That's what the Rambam said. So it's a loss. It's a serious loss. I mean, that's why you have Tisha B'Av. Tshuva's enough. Tshuva's very nice. Tshuva's fine insofar. Tshuva's very good and perfect insofar as Chai Olam Habo is concerned. But even Chai Olam Habo actually is tully in a lot of the in a person's life is dependent upon a lot of experience of the individual. And if you can't make changes, I mean, it could affect that as well. So the idea of kapara, the idea of kapara really is in our day incomplete because we don't have the mikdash and you don't have the mizbach kapara. So therefore the ashgacha is in a reduced state, not in the same state. And that's basically, I mean, it's not a chiddush. What does mikdash v'shachanti b'socham? So what does shachanti b'socham mean? It means ashrash chinu. What does ashrash chinu mean? Ashgacha. So it means to say that b'zman hazeh we don't have that ashgacha. We don't have that ashgacha. We suffer because of the fact that we don't have that ashgacha. It's not just a matter of we don't have Maisa Kabanis. It's a matter of where we suffer in our personal lives, and that's why we have Tisha B'Av. Okay. See, you have to say the word Kapara really means like completely removed, completely wiped off. So if you say Mises a Kapara, it means that till the day he dies, he can suffer the consequences of his chet. That's basically what it means. Yeah. Plus, there's a negative. He says that means to say there's no kapara till the day you die, which means to say that the consequences are always there. It's both, but essentially it's rooted in the am, but it affects the individual as well. Of course, the individual, insofar as he's part of the am. An individual brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash is a different kind of, he's a component of the whole system of Klal Yisrael and Mikdash, and it's the individual insofar as he's a part of the Yom, which you can't really, you can't extricate the individual from the Yom. That's impossible, yeah. No, that's good, that's right. You're right about it. That's right, that it's impossible to, that's Yimos HaMashiach and then the rebuilding of the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, that's the whole idea. Yep. See, by the Chamuros, if they're not Shav, it means to say that it's a breach in the Am Hashem, and you can't, then it doesn't work. It means to say, then it's hypocritical. In other words, bringing kabbonis and the people hanging on to the various chamuras is impossible. It's a tie to the sasri to the whole system. Then it doesn't do anything. Then it's nothing. If the ummah is still over chay v'krisis and mises bezden, then it's, the whole thing is butlum of it. Just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that chiddush. That's correct. That's right. In spite of kalis you can live with, but the chamuras means that then the whole thing is butlum of it. There's a degree, a limit. This is all Chachmas Hashem and incorporating the Migdash and Mizbeach and Karbonais into the whole system of Yahadus was done in God's infinite Chachma in order to maintain the Am Hashem. I mean, that's the purpose of it, and it works. But it only works to a certain degree. There has to be a rationale to it. You can't have people just being keeping on with the various chamuras and just bring kabbonis, and then it's ridiculous. Okay, yeah. So now you understand what tkifas are. Yes, sir. Hello. Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. I hope I make that clear. Hatshuva my migdash. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Let me clarify. In other words, what we're saying here is that there are two frameworks. There's a framework of the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash a Kayam of Kapara, which we don't have that. And in that framework, there are things to do to reach the ultimate effect of that framework. Then there are frameworks, Bizman HaZeh, the framework is smaller. Hatshuva Mechaperes Al HaKol means within this framework. But you can't make the framework any bigger. You see, that's That's the explanation to the Rambam. Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayam ve'ein lanu mizbach kapara, ein shem al hatshuva. Hatshuva mechaperas al kol averus. That sounds like a tata de sasri. Ein shem al hatshuva means this is all we have. Hatshuva mechaperas kol averus. What's the problem? But the answer is, ein shem al hatshuva means we have a different framework of kapara bizman hazeh. In that framework, there's only tshuva. Tshuva gets rid of all the averus, but in that framework, that's what the Rambam means. But it's a different framework, you see. Yeah, it's a smaller framework. That's better than the Rambam saying. That's what the Rambam means. The consequence of having a smaller framework is that you can't undo the consequences of the Avera to the same degree. It's a different degree. That's what it is.
Like
what? So now you understand. Now you understand what the Zekifas Arava was in the Mikdash with the Mizbeach. What the whole thing with the Mizbeach? That they went around the Mizbeach, and then in the end they said, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. What is this praise to the Mizbeach? As a matter of fact, the way the Mishnah, you have it would seem in the Mishnah that one Tana made a little bit of a change in the Lashon, because he was a little concerned. He says, Rabbi Lazar, lekav aloch mizbeach. Okay, yes, so the Gemara says, that's even worse, the Gemara says, because the Gemara says, kol mashatif shen shemayim v'dover achan nekam an olam, so how could he say such a thing? So he says, no. It means, because shenem bilti l'ashem levado. So the Gemara says, hoch kama, leko anachnu modim v'loch anu mishabchim. Leko anachnu modim v'loch anu makalsim. So Rashi says, so what does it mean? It gives, leko anu modim shehu alekenu. Okay, so that's where the laws have changed the lesson a little bit, because he apparently was afraid. He's talking about, I mean, it's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it's l'ka anu meshabchim, l'ka anu modim. Rashi's modim means from lashon, not from lashon hod, but it means the idea that we recognize l'ka anu modim shehu alekenu. So it's true that over here, you see, sometimes the Torah feels, the Torah allows to give something a personality, like the Rav said with regard to Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. You can sing a shir to the Yom HaShabbos. So you get Shabbos, you have a right to make the Shabbos into a personality. You need a matzah for that. Okay, Yantif, you can't do that. Only Shabbos. So over here, because of the importance of Mizbeach and what Mizbeach meant to Klal Yisrael, so there's a matir to say Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. Why? To express the Simcha that you have the Mizbeach and that the Ashkacha is operating fully with regard to Klal Yisrael. So you have a right to say Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar said the Rabbi Lazar didn't like that. He said you should say Lecha Anu Modim and the Mizbeach with Mishabeach, because God allows you to function as a kapara, because he was concerned you shouldn't just say the Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, make the Mizbeach into a personality. He was concerned about that, without emphasizing the fact that it's not the Mizbeach that we're happy about, it's the Chesed Hashem that he gave us the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Lazar changed the Lashon a little bit. But basically you see that Yahadus, because of the importance and the significance of Mizbeach, and because of the Simcha, it gave a matir for a person to speak to the Mizbeach as if it's a personality. Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. So because of the significance of Mizbeach and Kapara, and the Chesed Hashem that he incorporated Karbonis and Mizbeach and Migdash, so that we could still retain our status and be able to achieve and attain Kapar. So it's an interesting thing. So you see that the Sukkos isn't just accidentally after Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippurim, people walk away, say, oh, it's very nice, we have a Kapar, very good. And now we go home, be happy, clean slate, bye. No, Yadis says that's the time to really first pick it up from there. Oh yeah, so you have a kapara? It's very nice to have a kapara. But now you should be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave you such an institution of Mizbeach and Migdash, and he allowed you to reinstate your status as the Am Hashem. Can't walk away after Yom Kippurim. So the Chag comes right in with the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai of Mizbeach and Arava and Yofi L'Chol Mizbeach, and according to our Mishnah, which Paskin like Elos Ben Yaakov, and the idea of Tkiyas Shel Simcha about the Mizbeach. It's an amazing thing, but it's a direct line. See, a direct line from Rosh Hashanah. It starts off with Malchius, Yom Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaKippurim of Kapara, and then the Shevach V'Hodah that you have Kapara. You can't walk away from Yom HaKippurim and just go home. You can't just stay home after Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is Machayev in Aliyah L'Regel and Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Am was reinstated because of his chesed of Mizbeach and Mizbach Kapara and because of Migdash. So that's why Arava has a special significance in the Chag, in Chag HaSukkos, and it's not accidental that Chag HaSukkos comes after the Yom HaNorayim, after Yom HaKippurim, after Yom HaKippurim, direct link after Yom HaKippurim. So that's one link, that's one line. You have Malchius, Yom HaKippurim, Kapara, and then you have Arava and Mizbeach. Okay, the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai comes in and brings in Arava and Shevach V'Hodah, Yofi L'Chol Mizbeach, Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the institution. Okay, that's one line. It's an interesting thing. That's one line from Yom Kippurim to the Chag. Okay, yeah. I mentioned also the fact that the you see that the, I mean, that's really the whole essence of a Hajj. Of course, the highest emphasis of person of attributing a personality to something is really the Torah itself. Really the Torah itself. And that you see in the Hadra. You see when you finish a Masechta, it's like I mentioned it says the Levush says that why do you they quote Levush, the Masechta I sort of brought down Levush. It says, why do you start the Torah right after you finish the Torah? So he says, because the Satan shouldn't say to God, you see, the Jews, they finish the Torah, say goodbye. Okay. So he says, and why don't you do that on Rosh Hashanah? After all, so it's an annual cycle, so you should finish it by Rosh Hashanah. So he says, no, because then the Satan would know when Rosh Hashanah is, and it'll come before God against the Jews on Rosh Hashanah. So first of all, the Gemara says that you do the Tkiyas L'Arvah Sutton, so apparently Sutton doesn't know Rosh Hashanah. Besides, it would be a strange thing to say that Sutton really follows through the whole Kriyas Torah all year round, and he's capable of doing that, but he somehow or other he can't look at a calendar. He can't read a calendar. So it's a strange idea. So I said, but the truth of the matter is, if you take what the Levush says in a different way, you'll see it makes sense. In other words, like this, that basically what he's saying is that instead of the Sutton, of course, Zu Sutton, Zu Yetzirah, Zu Malach HaMavos, instead of the Sutton, what he's talking about is a person's need, psychological need for a sense of accomplishment. So what he's saying is, that's why you do it that way. In other words, the sense of accomplishment really in man expresses itself in two ways. One, when he finishes something, he wants to just feel he's free. That's it. He finished, he accomplished, he worked for the goal. Now he wants to have a moment when he can relax and just enjoy the accomplishment. Okay? So that's what he's saying. That's the sort. So that's why when you finish the Torah, you have to start Bereishis again. To show there's no such thing in learning, there's no accomplishment, there's no finishing, there's no there's a constant involvement. And on the contrary, so far as the person is involved in accomplishment, he's not involved in that Torah Shlo Lishma. So that's the other idea of accomplishment is that a person likes to think of accomplishment as their accomplishment being in a certain time frame. Understand? Like, I did this, I finished my work during this time, and now I'm starting. Person in accomplishment likes things to fit into a pattern. A person likes to see a pattern in their life. So therefore, that's what he means. He means that if you'd finished before Rosh Hashanah, so then the Sutton would still be around. Because the person would have the satisfaction, I finished the annual cycle, and now I'm ready for the next. See? So that would be the Sutton being Makatre on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah would become a source of the Sutton's being Makatre. So it really makes sense, but you have to understand what the word Sutton means. The word Sutton over there means a sense of consciousness. But basically, what I wanted to get to was, in a Hadron is the highest level of personifying something. It's the personification of Torah. Because what do you say in a Hadron? You say, Hadron Allah Masechet, whichever Masechet the person is involved in, the Daitach Allah, the Daitan Allah. And then you say, Hadron Allah, the Daitach Allah. And lo nisnashi minach, lo sisnashi minon. So you go up and back, and you talk about the Torah as if it's a person, basically. I mean, so you see, you personify Torah. That's the highest personification, really. And it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, Emel chokhma chosiyat. Emel chokhma chosiyat means that that chokhma is something that you really can't tack down, and you can't really tack it down. You can study logic. The person can study logic all their life, and of course Chachma works with a certain structure, but there's an underlying sense of Chachma that logic cannot explain. Logic is just the rules, but of course the relationship to Chachma is a very personal relationship. That's why the greatest thinkers of the world produce their thoughts not because of logic. They weren't the biggest logicians. Logicians produce ideas and logic. But the ones that that work in the areas of science, the biggest scientists, were not the biggest logicians. So it's because there's a sense of chachma. Of course, what you produce has to be logical. It's not logical, it's wrong. But the emol chachma chosia means that you have to know chachma like a person. Like a person knows his sister, knows the individual, he's familiar with the person. That's really the true sense. Of a person's relationship to chachma. It's almost like a relationship to a personality. So the idea of personifying something in the highest form really is in Torah itself. That the Torah is like a person. The Torah is, you look at the Torah like a personality. Okay. That's the greatest form of that type of expression. Okay. What? It's a certain kind of emotional attitude towards chachma. And that attitude is the one that's most productive and the one that channels the energies of the human being towards the... that's why you see throughout the Navi, I mean, it's the Isha Tova. The Isha Tova is his Torah. I mean, the whole idea of the Eishes Chayal is really Chazal says it's Torah. It's Torah. Eishes Chayal. It means that the person's energy should be channeled in that way. Like
the strong choice the person has with that.
All right. So let's go back now. All right, to the. So we established this one line that goes from Yom Kippur into the Chag, and that is in the Simchas HaMizbeach. That's what we said last week. Simchas HaMizbeach. Okay. All right, I'll move around a little bit. Let's go back now. We mentioned that there are three types of tekiyas in the Mikdash, okay? One type of tekiyas in the Mikdash is the tekiyas for Psichas Shor. Okay, and those are tekiyas...
Okay, you're on.
Okay, one type of tekiyas in the Mikdash. Now we're going back to the tekiyas. Three types of tekiyas. One type of tekiyas in the Mikdash is tekiyas for Psichas Sharim. In the morning when they open up the Sharim, so they blew. What's the nature of those tekiyas? So Rashi says that those tekiyas were basically practical tekiyas that... were done in order to summon the Kehanim and Levim to Levim to Yomid al Duchan. All right. Yeah. Rashi is Shein Token L'Psichas Sharm B'Shabbos. That's the Nandalim Nolov. Shein Ola Mitzvah K'Tkiyas Shel Korban D'Chsivi B'Kros Katan B'Chatzotzos Alo Lo'Sechem V'Zuchesh Omechem Aval Hanach L'Simna Ninu. Okay, so that's basically tekiyas l'simna is derived from the tekiyas from the Tkiyas in the Pasuk, Vayilucha Lemikra Ha'eda Lemasa Asamachanos. So Lemikra Ha'eda, so Rashi says before, Nachman Gimlan Beis, Gimlan says, Hula Sinna Ba'almahu, Hei Tkiyas Shehi Lahaki Lakol Ein El Lesimin, Kishay Mosa Rosh, Rosh Rotsa Ledaber Aleyem, Ledaber Aleyem, Ein El Mitzvah. Okay. So that's what explain that there's a difference between the tkiyas which are practical tkiyas, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Vayilucha Lemikra Ha'eda Lemasa Asamachanos. So Lemikra Ha'eda is Simna, Lemasa Hamachanos is Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah. And we said the difference between the regular Tkiyas and Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah, the Tkiyas Shel Simna and the Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah, why did the Gemara say that Lemasa Hamachanos is also Tkiyas Shel Simna? But the answer is, apparently the Tkiyas for Lemasa Hamachanos is different. Over there, there's those are Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah, because over there there's a Kiyum Shmia. That's what we said. What differentiates the Tkiyas Shel Simin from the Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah is that the Tkiyas Shel Simin, there's no Kiyum Shmia. It's Halacha's the Maisa Tkiyah, the act of Tkiyah. Whereas the Tkiyas which are the Mitzvah, those Tkiyas have a Kiyum Shmia. That's why Tkiyas Shofar is Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah, means a Kiyum Shmia. That's why the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar. So in the Mikdash you had both types. You had tkiyas which were a simon, and that's based upon the original tzivui that Moshe Rabbeinu received in the Midbar, which was to make the chatzotros, v'shel l'chashtei chatzotros kesef, v'yelucho l'mikro ha'edo l'masa samachnos. But l'masa samachnos, even though it was a simon, you see the Gemara does not say l'simno, by masa samachnos. Why? Because those tkiyas were tkiyas shel shmiya, tkiyas shel mitzvah. Because the tkiyas, Alpir Hashem Yisro, Alpir Hashem Yachano, were tkiyas that there was a kiyum shmiya, because they were tkiyas that conveyed a message, an idea. Okay, like the tkiyas of shofar. All right. So you have two groups: tkiyas shel simin and tkiyas shel mitzvah. Under tkiyas shel mitzvah, again, you have two groups. One group is like Tosfos says, the tkiyas that they did around the mizbeach, according to our Mishnah. Okay, what were those tkiyas shel mitzvah that they did around the mizbeach? What kind of tkiyas shel mitzvah was those? Tkiyas shel simcha. Okay, those are tkiyas shel simcha, and those tkiyas, it's interesting, the tkiyas shel simcha really are the tkiyas from Teresh Ba'al Peh. It's an interesting thing. Those group of tkiyas, the tkiyas shel simcha, were from Teresh Ba'al Peh. Okay? And it's Teresh Ba'al Peh. And there's another group of tkiyas, the third group of tkiyas, which is derived from the pasuk. What's the pasuk? Of Yom Simchaschem of Moadechem of Rashi Chachechem, Uskatem Bachatzotros, Alo Losechem, Val Zivche Shalmechem, Voilochem, Lorotzen, Lefnei Lekechem, Anir Hashem Lekechem. Those tkiyas were tkiyas shel mitzvah, but of a different type. Over there, they're derived from the Teresh Bechsav, from the Pasuk of Yom Sum Chaschem of Moadechem, Rosh Chachechem, Skatam Chatzotzos, Allah Vasechem, Azif Chashalmechem, Velchem, Vuzakam, Melakechem, Nisham Lakechem. Those are separate keys. They're not keys shel simcha, they're keys a la carbon. Alright. What I want to do first is, what is the nature of those keys? The keys a la carbon. Tkiyas shel simcha we understand, and tkiyas shel simcha we understand. What's the nature of the tkiyas? Suskatan b'chatzotzos alo lo'isechem v'alzifche shalmechem. So over there you have a machlokes tanoim. Machlokes tanoim with regard to those tkiyas is a machlokes. The machlokes is, let's say for instance, of yom sum chaschem v'adechem, so Shabbos is also included. Shabbos also includes. If he learns that yom sum chaschem v'adechem, yom sum chaschem rabbis Shabbos. So Shabbos is also included. Yeah, Shabbos is also included. But the Pasuk overtly speaks about the Yom Tovim, because the Kiyum, there's apparently an additional Kiyum on the in the concept of the Tkiyas, of these Tkiyas on Moed, on Yom Tov. Okay. But anyways, but the Halacha is that it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's say, for instance, Shabbos comes out in Rosh Chodesh, they have Machlokes Tanoim. Shabbos comes out in Rosh Chodesh, you have Machlokes Tanoim. So some Tanoim say that you mechuyev on every Musaf, which would seem to be the logical path. Because how does it work? See, Rashi describes in the Mishnah, how does it work? So like this. He says, Teishal Atomet Shel Shachar. Okay. Kesher menaschem es nischei atamer alvim omrim b'shir, u'shlosha prakam hoyu b'shir shayim afsikin bo. V'tolken ha-kohanim ha-chatzotros, u'mishtachvim ha-om, k'disnam b'msech atamer. Higiyu l'perek, toku v'shtachvim ha-om, al-kol perek tkiyo, v'al-kol tkiyo shtachavoya. Okay. V'al-kol tkiyo ha-isa trua b'emsa p'shutul f'nel ha-charel. ובמוספים ביום שיש במוסף מוסיפים עוד תשע לשיר של מוספים. Okay, so ביום שמחסכם מועדיכם ראש החדשיכם, it means you're מוסף then. But basically they're the same tkiyas that you have על הקורבן. It's tkiyas על הקורבן. So the tkiyas על הקורבן is like this. The Levium would say שיר, and the token on Kambach HaTzotzros, so Halvim would say שיר, שלושה פרקם היו בשיר. They'd stop three times in the shir. So there was tkiyas chazotros mishtachvim ha'am, and the am was mishtachva. Okay. So what was the nature of those tkiyas? So apparently the korban is mechayev and tkiyas. Korban tom is mechayev and tkiyas, and if yom sumchaschem adechem, you must be mosif in the musaf. But the machlokes is, when you have a v'yom sumchaschem of Mo'adechem, let's say you have two fall out on the, you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, let's say, so are you tekeya for every carbon, or you just, there's just one hosafa? A machlokes tanaim. Okay, it's one, it's machlokes tanaim. So simply you'd say, that halachically, since every carbon is machayev and shir. Yeah. So since it's nine. So since nine, because you stop in the shear three times, and then it's three times three. Okay. So simply you'd say, of course, the apisvara should be that every carbon is machayev and shear, and every shear is machayev and tkiyas. So the tanoim that hold that every one is chayev would seem to be the logical halachic practice. But nevertheless, you see the halacha is nifsak the other way. The Gemara refutes that side and says Tifta and says on the contrary that Yochel Kishem Dafnu Neimanov Yochel Kishem Shetoken Al Shabbos V'Nyatzmo Rosh Chodesh V'Nyatzmo Kachi Yu Token Al Kol Musaf V'Musaf Talmud Loma Over Rosh Chodeshim Tifta the Rabbi Acha Tifta. Okay, my Talmuda Amar Baya Amar Krov Rosh Chodeshim Hukshu Kol Chodeshim Kuhn Zelazeh, they're all equated. Whatever that. Okay, we'll go back to that. So what is the concept of this tkiyas? So we said as follows, that really the tkiyas, you see, the tkiyas are a kiyum in shir, and shir is really shevach. So you see, so the concept of tkiyas is really, the idea of tkiyas is that a person could never complete shvach hashamakom. It's impossible for a person to complete shvach hashamakom. So shir, when you have shir, why do you add the tkiyas? Because basically, when you resort to an instrument, what you're saying is, I really cannot verbalize the shevach. It's impossible to verbalize shvach hashamakom. That is the kiyum. That is the kiyum of the tkiyas. That's really the kiyum. That's the idea of the tkiyas. That's why it works out that way. In every shir, they stopped three times, and in every perek, every time they stopped, there was a tkiya, and every time there was a tkiya, there was a shtachavaya. What was their shtachavaya? The shtachavaya was to demonstrate that the tkiyas are really tkiyas shel shir. It's shvach hashamakom, but basically the statement of the tkiya is that it's impossible for a person to be misaper b'shvach hashamakom, and therefore the resorting to instruments is the concept that man cannot verbalize the shir, and that's really the pasuk of Yom Samchasam Marechem Rosh Chodeshem Uskatam Machatzotzos Alo Lo Sechem Val Zivchei Shalmechem Vayol Lachem Uzikon Lefnei Lekechem. That's the Zikaron. The Zikaron is from the Tkiyas Chatzetres, because the Tkiyas Chatzetres places man in the proper perspective vis-a-vis shvach hashamakom in shir, and that is that he really cannot be misaper b'shvach hashamakom. And the raya, what's the raya for that? The raya for that is that the Sefer Tehillim ends with one parak. What's the last parak in Tehillim? Halu ko, halu kel bekacho, halu bekiuzo, halu gorosav, halu krov gudlo. How do you do that? Halu beseka shofar, halu benevel vechinor, halu besofa mochol, halu beminim veugov, halu betzilzay shoma, halu betzilzay surah, kol and shamat halakol luka. What does the parak mean? It means that it's impossible to be meshabeach. After the end of this, the conclusion of the Sefer Tehillim is that Sefer Tehillim is shvach shamakam shir. But shir is impossible, and that's why you resort to the instruments. Sekel shofar, b'nei v'chino, sefer macho, b'tzilf le'shoma, b'tzilf le'sroa, because it's impossible to be mesapa shvach shamakam. That's the nature of those tchias. That's of Yom Tzum Chaskol Moedech and Rosh Chodesh. Why lechem l'zkan l'fnei l'kechem? So what is the, why do we paskin the other way when the halachic structure would seem to warrant that every time, every carbon is mechayev and shir, and every shir is mechayev and tkiyas, and every tkiyas is mechayev and hashachavah, so every carbon should be mechayev. The answer is the Gemara derives it from Rosh Chodeshechem. What does the Gemara say? My Talmuda. Hukshu kol hachadoshim kulam zelazeh. Okay? What does it mean? It means to say, and then Rav Ashi has another limud, but basically it's the same thing. It comes from the thing, just from a different source. Rav Ashi amar ksiv chodeshechem choser, uksiv uvaroshei, ve'eze chodesh sheyesh lo shnei roshim, heviyom azeh Rosh Hashanah, v'amar achmona chodeshechem, chadhi. So Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh, so you should have two, but no, it's choser, the teacher's one. Why? Because it would be inappropriate to have a day in which you have more shevach and another day you have less shevach. That would imply that you could be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a greater degree and to a lesser degree. And since we really can't be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore you can't have more shevach one day and less the other day. Hukshu kol hachadashim kulam. So really the halachic structure should have been that every musaf is mechayev in shir and every shir is mechayev in tkiyas. But if you would do that, so then you'd have a problem. The problem would be that you would be implying that on one day Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and another day less. The only thing that you can do is over Yom Simcha Aschem Moedechem, so it's Moed, it's Yom Simcha, so then you have a right to be Meshabech because of the Kedushas HaYom. But to have different days, in different days, different amounts of Shevach, That's not permissible. That implication would be a bad one. So that's all the paskin. The paskin that you can only that is dechia. So now you have to have dechia. Which one? One is decha the other because they're both vying for position, and you have to have dechia. So that's something more that speaks about how the dechia is resolved. There's different ways of resolving the dechia. But basically, that's the final conclusion of the Gemara. So you're only mutter to be mosif when it's of a yom simchas chamadechem because it's a kedushas yom. But if you have 2 days, two kedushas achal simultaneously, you can't add. Can't be more and less. Can't be more and less. Okay. I mean, that's what David HaMelech is saying. That the real purpose of all those instruments is one thing. To demonstrate that Shvach HaShomakom can't be verbalized. That's the purpose. That's of Yom Simchaschem of Moadechem is really by a Moed you have a right, because that's the purpose of the Moed, is to give the person the opportunity of Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that you justify. Now you have a Matir. Okay? But you have the Moed, that's it. You can't say there's a double Moed, and then when there's a double header, we're going to give more Shevach today. Single, we only give this much. They can't do it. So those are the three types of tkiyas. Okay. Three types of tkiyas. Practical, one from Tashua Pes, some chasa, simcha, and then you have the tkiyas shal mitzvah. Okay. Tkiyas al karbon. Now what I wanted to take up was the simchas beis hashoeva. Okay, simchas beis hashoeva. Now the concept of simchas beis hashoeva, that's getting back to the middle tkiyas, the tkiyas shal simcha. Okay, so here you have machlekes tanayim. Again, a machlekes tanayim. Machlekes Tanoim is, when did they do the tkiyas? So the Chachamim held they did the tkiyas for the first Psichos Sha'arim, which was in the top of the Azara. Then they did it again when they went down the steps. Then they did it again when they went out the front door, the front gate, the front Sha'arim. Okay, that's three times. And then when they came back with the Mayim the fourth time, that was the fourth set of tkiyas. That's where the Chachamim hold. Okay, and our Mishnah Paskins like Rav Lozman Yaakov, namely that everybody agrees what 12 tkiyas, okay, four sets, but they hold that you don't do, there's no set for going down the stairs, but that set instead you do for the tkiyas of the Mizbeach, okay, the tkiyas of the Mizbeach. So that's what it says. So Rashi explains. So Rashi says, so what's wrong with that? It makes sense, because they said going down steps is not really a qualitative phenomenon. You're going down the steps, okay. But the Psichos Sha'arim is really where the tkiyah should be. And therefore they said that instead of doing the tkiyahs for going down the steps, you do the tkiyahs for Mizbeach. Because Mizbeach is also the tkiyah Shel Simcha. Okay. So what's wrong with that? Basically, it's a good argument. I mean, it's a good argument. I mean, the Gemara says that the way the argument works is that it's a question of, we knew there were 12, but where do you go? Do you go to Mizbeach, or do you go for the going down the Milos? Okay. So what is the Shita? Why the Chachamim? Why do the our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is like a Rav Lozman Yaakov. What did he hold? He held that you can't do tkiyas mizbeach. Why? Because kol tkiyas alolu shel shara elyon v'atachna v'shara mayim mishamili amayim ho. Hilkoch la'arava lomali tkiyah. Okay, it means from mizbeach. Yeah, so what kind of an argument is that? What do you mean, kol tkiyas alolu? You can't have other types of tkiyas? Can't have other types of tkiyas? So the answer is, you see, he held that the halacha, apparently what he held is, and that's how our Mishnah holds, is that really in the Migdosh, in the Chag HaSukkos, in the Migdosh, the essence of the tkiyah, the essence of the tkiyahs were tkiyahs shel simchas Migdosh. On the tkiyah shel simcha, you have two possibilities: tkiyah shel simchas Migdosh, and then you have the possibility of tkiyah shel mizbeach. According to the Chachamim, you have two. It's broken up into two. Tkiyah shel mizbeach and then tkiyah shel simcha. But he held it's impossible. Why? Because apparently he held that the tkiyahs, all the tkiyahs should reflect tkiyah shel simcha shel mizbeach. And if you would have tkiyahs from mizbeach, it would take away from the emphasis of the Simchas Migdash. You can't detract from Simchas Migdash is the primary phenomenon in the Moed, the unique phenomenon of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and you can't detract all the tkiyas must be for tkiyas shel Simchas Migdash. And you can't have any tkiyas. If you would have tkiyas shel mizbeach, it would be taken away from the tkiyas of simcha shel mikdash. That's what he held. That's what Rav Lozman Yaakov held, and that's how our Mishnah paskins. So he held that everything must revolve around simchas beis hashoeva. All the tkiyas. And if you're going to take away three and put them from mizbeach, then take away from the concept of the Shafta Mayim Besasson. Shafta Mayim Besasson demands unlimited expression of simcha. So you can't take tkiyas, all these tkiyas, the yamosef must be exclusively for Migdash. You can't take away three and put them as bechers, then it takes away the whole concept of the emphasis of the simcha on the simcha's basis of the tkiyas of simcha. That's what he holds. Okay. Yeah, so essentially, so what is the tkiyas, what are those tkiyas shel simcha? What are those tkiyas shel simcha? So those tkiyas simcha are done in the process of the she'iva samayim. It's interesting, it's not in the not, it's not done, the Tzkiyah Shel Simcha, not done by Nisach HaMayim, it's done according